It was one of the least productive legislative sessions in recent times, at least when it comes to the number of bills Florida lawmakers approved. In addition to big issues like sexual harassment and human trafficking, there were a bevy of other issues legislators decided to pass on for the time being. I'm Lynn Hatter. Senate Rules Chairwoman Elizabeth Beniquisto says in the end, lawmakers just ran out of time when it comes to passing new laws to curb sexual harassment in the workplace.
The desire of folks like myself, Senator Book, and many folks in leadership and beyond in the next leadership class are very focused on that issue as well. It's just we've been hyper-focused on making sure we do all that we can for the communities that have been affected.
This year's lawmaking session began in the wake of two senators who resigned, one for an affair with a lobbyist and the other for sexually harassing a Senate aide and propositioning another lobbyist for sex. Two other senators also confessed to an affair with each other. Also among the pieces of dead legislation, a measure that would have allowed victims of human trafficking to sue hotels and businesses that enable it. Democratic Senator Lauren Book ended up having to defend her decision to pull her own bill.
You know, if my record and the things that I've done in the space of protecting victims of sexual abuse and assault wasn't so long and so personal to me, it is laughable. And so some of the ire that I've received from some individuals is misplaced.
And Representative Lori Slosberg, whose twin sister died in a car accident by a distracted driver, saw her efforts to make texting while driving a primary offense go down, despite last-minute efforts by fellow Representative Jackie Toledo to save it.
We've given the Senate ample time to act on issues that are important to women. These bills, you've given me feedback on what is important to us, and they failed us. They have not heard us, and we are not going to give up. We will not be silent, and we will fight back because these issues are important to all of us.
Those are just a few of the hundreds of measures that didn't go anywhere as the 2018 legislative session ground to a halt in the wake of the Parkland, Florida high school shooting. Plans to reform the state's insurance laws and crack down on contractors failed to the chagrin of many, but there were other failures that were celebrated. A Thousand Friends of Florida's Thomas Hawkins was sounding the alarm over a bill he says could have endangered local growth management rules.
We've been really focused in Orange County, where there's really sensitive environmental land near the Econ Waukatchee River within 3 miles of University of Central Florida's campus. 883 would say, doesn't matter what the land looks like, it doesn't matter what the local government says. If it's within 3 miles of the state university, it's appropriate for urban development. We think that's a bad policy.
And many other proposals threatening the power of local governments also failed to the pleasure of groups like the Florida League of Cities and the Florida Association of Counties. This is interim City of Tallahassee manager Reese Goad.
There were a lot of bills that didn't pass that, you know, we felt like shouldn't pass that you know, kind of infringed upon the ability to have local rule and retain a certain amount of local character and control over your community. So we thought that was good. Actually, it wasn't what passed, but maybe sometimes what doesn't pass.
Still, as with most issues, those that did not get through eventually make their way back. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.